Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good afternoon, everyone. My name is Dr. David Orman, and you're listening to another Blog Talk Radio show, 9 to 5.
And my name is Lisa Lytle. Welcome, everyone.
Today's topic, well, here we go. We're going to do this in reverse. The answer is martial arts, as most answers are. The question is, how do you deal with negative people?
Okay, I want to know how you're going to include that into your martial arts. That's good.
You get a sword. No, you don't get the sword. In martial arts, when it's done properly, you know, most people who may be not familiar with it think it's all about kicking and punching and that kind of stuff and, you know, wearing colored belts or black belts. And that's nonsense, utter nonsense. When you're really teaching quality martial arts, you're teaching the person how to deal with themselves, regardless of any external circumstances. So there could be two or three people attacking, and it doesn't matter, because the only thing that matters is how you deal with what is going on inside of you, how you're dealing with your breathing pattern, how you're dealing with the fear, how you're dealing with the energy itself, whether, you know, you're 5 foot nothing and somebody's 6'6" in front of you. Again, doesn't matter. You cannot control the outside circumstances. I teach people to deal with how are things going on in the inside and how can you make them even better. How can you, as I mentioned, control your breathing, control the fear, move to the back, kind of toward the spine, as opposed to living in front of the body. When a person does that, regardless of who or what is in front of them, they will always find a way to deal with it effectively, deal with it quickly, and most of the time, almost all the time, deal with it in a very compassionate and proper fashion.
Mm.
You had no idea I was going down that road, did you?
I wasn't sure. I knew it would be enlightening, though. Question. Here is something that stumps me in life sometimes. At times in my life, I'm a very passionate person. I like to share a lot with people. And sometimes in my enthusiasm, I can share things with certain groups. And it's all, you know, I'm thinking that what I'm putting out there is like really positive and it's upbeat and it's uplifting and it's supporting people and empowering them and something, you know, whatever. And I'll get a really negative response. And it really catches me off guard. It, you know, it kind of like takes the wind out of my sails a little bit. So that's kind of a situation that for myself, I find most difficult to handle because the energy I felt that I was putting into the situation was so positive. And yet to receive that negativity back is, for me, one of the more challenging situations I found myself in.
Take the sweetest dog on the planet, put him in a corner, evoke fear, and the sweetest dog on the planet will bare his or her teeth and defend themselves.
Mm-hmm.
Does that mean they're not sweet? Does that mean they're not the most lovable creature on the planet? No, it means they're afraid. And I think in an instance like that, what you're experiencing as a person lashing out is they're dealing or they're not dealing with, there you go, they're really not dealing with a pain, emotional pain, and or fear. And as a result, it comes out in an attacking fashion. Mm-hmm. And I think as difficult as it is to deal with, and there's no question about it, you pour all this love, you pour all this passion, you pour all this excitement, and somebody, you know, whacks you on the snout with an emotional newspaper.
Yeah,
you know?
Pretty much.
And it's, yeah, it could get to you. And that's okay. Maybe be okay with feeling whatever it is that you experience. And as you breathe through that, you begin to recognize, oh, that's not you that they're talking about. That's themselves, and that's the pain that they haven't dealt with, and that's the fear that they haven't dealt with. And you begin to look at it, and you can find a degree of compassion when you do, more often than not. And if you can't find compassion, that's okay. Then find maybe neutral. Find Switzerland. And just be, you know what, that's their issue, and that's okay, and I wish them and bless them, and they could go away, and I'd be fine with that. And maybe that's the best you can do, and be okay with if that's the best you can do, so be it. And maybe the next time it happens, because a lot of people in pain.
That's one of the things that's
I don't know, obviously I haven't lived at any other time period, or at least one that I remember. But it seems like in the last 5-6 years or somewhere around there, there have been more people in more pain than at any point I've ever seen in my life. And as a result, you see so much attacking.
Mm.
And you see so much, and all it is fear and darkness. And when you shine a light into the darkness, into the fear, it's for a lot of people initially, here we go, underline that word, it's even more fear evoking or fear inducing. And so now you take a fear level that was at a 7, you shine a light or a mirror, and all of a sudden that 7 comes up to a 10. And it always goes up before it goes down. You know, it always gets worse before it gets better. And, you know, I think of my own life when things would happen and I felt lashing out. And then as time went on, it's like, oh, well, I still want to lash out, but I'm not going to. And then as it happened, you know, maybe a hundred and third time, it was like, well, that's okay. I don't like it, but that's okay. And then, you know, 400 times later, it became, you know what, that's my issue. Let me deal with the issue. And then the strangest thing happens. You never see it anymore. People stop the attacking. And when they do, you don't see it as attack. You instantly flip gears to that compassion mode and say, oh, I wonder what they're afraid of. I wonder what they're in pain. You know, bless them.
Yeah, I find that a lot easier to do when I'm distanced from it. Like when I breathe and say, okay, I just need to walk away from this because I don't quite understand this reaction. And when I do that, I always come back to the compassion side of it. I always recognize the pain underneath the comment or underneath the verbal statement to me in person, but I can see it. But in the moment, especially when it's face-to-face communication, it's a little bit of a surprise because it's kind of like, whoa, where'd that come from? But like you said, when I have the distance, then I'm always able to come back and breathe and say, oh, I guess this. Somebody hurt.
Yeah, and again, that's the answer, of course, like everything else, is martial arts. Not that I love it or anything. That's when you go inside of you and deal with you before you deal with anything else. Because you realize, you know, it's just a word, it's just a phrase, it's just a sentence. It's not like there's an axe or something, you know, detrimental to you. It's just a word. And a word is a vibration, and a word is a boomerang. And one of my favorite little stories is of the Buddha. And the Buddha was, doing whatever Buddha do, meditating under a tree or something. And a critic came up to him and started berating him and belittling him and verbally attacking. And the Buddha did nothing. And after the person exhausted themselves, the Buddha said, if you were giving a gift to me, and I wouldn't receive it, I wouldn't accept it, who would then own it? The man thought, and said, well, I would. And the Buddha walked away.
Mm-hmm.
And that kind of sums everything up, doesn't it?
Yeah.
If you don't accept it, it goes back to the original source.
Yeah. Well, thank you so much for tuning in today. This is another episode of 9 to 5, and we look forward to speaking with you next week. Have a great week.